Long Distance Across Europe, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. The Cousin, by D. Roman. "Bye," said Mum, "and drive safely." I was finally allowed to go to Italy with my cousin Frederick. He was a long-distance lorry driver and often goes to Europe, but my mum has never let me go with him before. Frederick's a guy I admired since I was young. Now he'd become the absolute personification for sex for me, because he was just so sexy and always surrounded by gorgeous women. I'd fantasized quite a lot about him, and often wondered what he looked like naked. Now I was almost 18, and Frederick had sorted things so that I would even get paid for going along with him as his assistant on the lorry. It was going to sort of be my summer job this year. I'd just finished my first year of sixth form, and I wasn't sure what I'd be doing next year, except for one thing, and it wouldn't be more college. Mum liked Frederick, so she wasn't anxious about sending me with him. She was more concerned about the dangerous autostradas and the car accidents than anything else. "It'll be great, this," said Frederick as we turned on to the main road which would take us to Kristiansand, from where we'd get the ferry over to Denmark. "Yeah, awesome," I said, smiling. The lorry reached its cruising speed and things went quiet. "Have you had any pussy yet?" Frederick asked suddenly. I blushed, mortified by the direct question. "We've got 4 hours driving ahead of us," he said, "and we'll have to talk about something. Get a beer from the cooler. That'll loosen your tongue, I bet." I took a can of beer out and gulped down most of it. The subject he'd chosen had made my mouth go dry, and I felt I was walking on quicksand. "Have another one then," he said when I put the empty can down. The beer relaxed me, and the effect was swift. I'd drunk beer a few times before, but not that often, so it took effect pretty quickly. "Okay," he said. "Tell me about who you fucked then." "Well, I haven't really," I said, really embarrassed. "Fucking hell. A handsome guy like you must have had plenty of opportunities." "Well, maybe," I replied, "but I haven't dared yet." "What?" "The first time I fucked was before I even turned 16. A 19-year-old girl seduced me at a party, and I did it a few times with her. She turned out to be a great teacher. So I guess you must do a lot of wanking." Still bashful, I helped myself to a third beer, opened the can with a fizz, and put it to my mouth. I sucked off the foam and started to feel a bit more uninhibited. "Yes, so often that it gets boring sometimes," I said. "Almost routine. But you jacked off as well when you were my age." "Sure fucking did. I couldn't get pussy every time I wanted some, so I often had to sort myself out. But I was the earliest developer in my class, and I got hair down there long before anyone else did. When I was 14, I had a dick like a man, which drew quite a crowd in the school showers. Everyone used to talk about it. The other boys thought it would be great to have a thick, hairy cock, and there was always plenty of them ready to help me wank off. They liked to get hold of a big cock and loved watching me spurt over my stomach. Everyone wanted to touch my sperm,